This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Musical groups from around North America gathered in early November at the Seneca Niagara Events Center at Seneca Niagara Resort and Casino in Niagara Falls, New York, for the 19th Annual Native American Music Awards Ceremony. Among the artists nominated for an award, a relatively new musical group from northern Minnesota. Here's reporter Leah Lem with the story.
Pray for courage. Our spirits are enraged because this world has not changed.
You're listening to the song Ikwe by the band War Bonnet, a band recently nominated for two Native American Music Awards, one for New or Debut Duo Group of the Year, and another for Best Rock Recording for their latest album, The Ghost Dance. Although the group didn't win the awards in their categories, band founders Chaz Wagner and Tony Parson are excited to be recognized for their hard work and musicianship.
Bonjour, hello, my name is Chaz Wagner, Yinugijik, Indigenikaz. I'm from Net Lake, I'm a Voice Forward band member, and I'm a band member of War Bonnet. And I started this band with my buddy Tony, and it's Indigenous, Native-themed band and music. We got nominated this year, 2019, for Native Music Award. I think it really pushed us even further as a band. But it's really helped us in our career now, having that under our belt. We didn't win the award, but it's not gonna stop us from doing what we do.
My name's Tony Parson. I'm co-songwriter and the keyboard player for War Bonnet. Well, it was just an honor being nominated. And that in itself, we were, you know, really stoked and just feeling really good about that, you know, like all that hard work.
And their hard work in crafting their music has led to a large and unique sound.
It's Tony and I, we write all the songs, we record all the songs, but we have to play the songs live. So we have a live group, which consists of members that they're involved with the Native communities.
There are seven players in the live band, two guitars, a bass, keys, drums, vocals, and a euphonium, which kind of looks like a smaller version of a tuba.
Our music is so complex that you can't put a title to it. Has its roots in the Native music. We take that Native sound and we're using it openly and freely in our Native thoughts.
Chaz remarks on a few of his influences that leads to the sound War Bonnet is creating.
I would say like Indigenous powwow music was always an inspiration. Some of my heroes, or some of the people that I wouldn't say they're heroes, but they're definitely people that I look up to, like musically, would be like James Hetfield from Metallica. I love the sound of his guitar. You know, it's just so unique.
I think any artist is ever satisfied with, you know, where they're at, but that dissatisfaction keeps pushing them, you know, to keep trying to improve, and that's the key, you know, just to use that dissatisfaction to drive you and keep pushing yourself to do better.
And as Tony puts it, War Bonnet is pushing forward and keeps on making music. They're working on their next album titled Ancestral Legacy, which will be released in 2020. You can find out more about War Bonnet on Facebook or on the web at warbonnetofficial.com.
Authorities do not listen to the families of the victims. The laws are not protecting them. Complications with jurisdiction.
For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with support from Minnesota History Center, presenting Our Home, Native Minnesota, an exhibit that teaches the stories and history of Dakota, Ojibwe, and other tribal nations. Our Home, Native Minnesota opens December 7th at the History Center in St. Paul.